This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of the hosts, Tom.
I am Tim.
How are you doing this week, Tim?
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. We both like changed one word of our intros.
I said, I'm Tim. That's what I always say.
I think you say, and I'm Tim.
Okay.
And me, I'm Tim.
Me, this little stinker over here, is Tim.
This is the first official podcast of the new year for us.
Yeah, of anybody, I think. I don't think there have been any podcasts that have been released.
Well, a lot
yet.
Of people take the first month off.
Yeah. You know what? I call them lazy.
Yeah.
Bunch of lazy bones.
Lazy bones.
Tom, it's cold outside. Brr. No wonder people are taking the month off.
Tim, I've got bad news for you.
What?
It's only going to get colder.
Yeah, I know.
You hear about this bomb cyclone?
Yeah, but here's the thing, Tom. I don't want to talk too much about this bomb cyclone because it's about to hit us right now.
Yeah.
And then it'll be old news. There'll be bigger bomb cyclones by the time this comes out.
This seems like a made-up thing, a bomb cyclone. I don't like it.
I think ever since Twitter and things going viral happened,
yeah.
Like things like the news and like the weather service have to like
come up with new.
Yeah, they have to shock us because yeah. Like they can't be like it's a snowstorm coming. We'll be like, yeah, but like I want to watch like viral Logan Paul videos, right? That's what you do, Tom, mostly. And the weather has to be like, no, no, this is serious. And you're like, you know what's serious? Logan Paul. And the weather has to be like, no, no, we have to, it's a bomb, goddammit. It's a bomb.
Oh my God, a bomb. And a cyclone. It's a bomb. A cyclone full of bombs.
Yeah, a cyclone doesn't scare me.
Well, a cyclone should scare you, Tim.
Why?
Well, this particular cyclone, I don't think it's like going to rip people out of their houses or anything.
Yeah, so whatever. And maybe it'll take us to Oz. The magical land of Oz.
No, do you know what this actually is?
It's a blizzard.
No, it's not just a blizzard. It's like a cold front and a warm front, but like even more than usual.
Yeah, the pressure's going to drop drastically in a short period of time.
Our ears are going to pop probably.
Oof.
Get some bubble gum.
Tom, I'm always chewing bubble gum. That's a lie. I don't think anybody should ever chew gum in another person's presence.
You're encouraging gum chewing.
People that are at like work in meetings, like, yeah, let me tell you another thing. Get out of here. You're fired. I fire so many of my employees for this stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you run a tight ship over there at the gum factory.
Well, you know, don't get high on your own supplies, what I always say.
Yeah, don't use up the merchandise.
Yeah. And yeah. Also, you leave a meeting, you got gum stuck to your shoes.
Uh-huh.
And often under the tables and the chairs.
Oh, that's
the gum factory.
That's just your waste and product there.
Yeah, exactly. I tend to scrape it off and repackage it.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I don't want to buy that gum anymore now.
Bazooka Joe, you'll always buy it.
It's always tempting when I go visit you at work while I'm walking through the factory to just take a big bite out of the big hunk of gum you got there on the warehouse floor.
Sometimes it's okay.
Before you cut it up into little tiny pieces.
Yeah. Well, we get the gum delivery from the gum mines, and then we have the people there chipping it away.
Yeah, it's usually like a perfectly shaped cube, an obelisk, when I see it there.
If you met somebody at a party and they were just like, I'm the heir to the Bazooka Joe company, would you be like, that's not impressive?
What? No, I'd be like...
That's the worst gum.
I'd be like, you're Bazooka Joe's great-great-grandson?
Bazooka Joe had nothing to do with the company. He was
I
just a guy
they hired
to start. I wouldn't
believe him unless he had an eye patch.
Yeah, did Bazooka Joe... No, the dog had an eye patch.
No, they both had an eye patch.
Wow, that's commitment. That dog is certainly that boy's best friend.
So you think the dog is just wearing it as like a show of support?
Yeah.
No, that's nice.
Classic
then.
Support dog.
Yeah. They never explain, I don't think, why Bazooka Joe had an eye patch.
That's fine, Tom. Not everything needs an origin story.
No,
Tom,
but
I could picture you paying money to go see the Bazooka Joe movie. It'd be like, no, I bet it'll be good. And then being furious, like, we didn't find out where he got that eye patch.
Look, I just want to be, I would be satisfied with just being assured that the reason he wears an eye patch has nothing to do with gum.
Yeah.
They haven't given us any assurances that that's the case.
Well, what would happen? I guess that gum is pretty sharp.
Yeah. The gum's sharp. He could have blown a big bubble. Like that gum's sticky sometimes. I mean, not sometimes.
Do you think
all
his
the time.
Eye's still in there, but his eyelids just gum shut?
Oh, God. Oh, I hope not. Oof. Or maybe.
What a way to get an eye patch, is what I say.
Maybe he doesn't have the eyeball anymore and there's just gum in there.
Wow. Well, he's got gum for brains. That's canon.
Tim, once again, your brains don't come all the way up to your eyeballs.
Eh. That's what pisses me off about the Riverdale TV show. Mm-hmm. It's canon that Jughead's got a hamburger for a brain, but not in the show. He's got a regular human brain.
How do you know? Have they ever cracked him open in the show?
They took an X-ray of his head.
Why?
In both the
Was
comic-
it part of some scheme?
What, in the show?
Well, in the comic, I could see, because they want to see if he had a hamburger for a brain.
Yeah, and guess what? They confirmed he did, in fact, have a hamburger for a brain.
Was a hamburger on a plate?
No. Ew. Tom, how would a plate get in someone's head?
So he was just, like, rattling around in there?
No, it's in fluid. Is your brain on a plate?
How does the, like, the bun and everything stay on? Is it, like, compressed inside his head?
I don't know. I'm not a
doctor.
But
you saw the x-rays.
Yeah. In a comic book, it was merely a drawing of what really happened in real life.
It's not the same as seeing it in person. So it's going to get real cold. They were explaining they're like 3.5% of the atmosphere is going to do something.
You know what?
Going to go from the ground up into space.
But here's the thing: people say things like that, and isn't that crazy?
They don't mean it.
No, like 3.5% of the atmosphere is going to go into space, and people are like, "Holy shit, what's going to happen?" And then like you talk to like Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he's like, "Yeah, normally 3.4% of the atmosphere goes into space every day."
Tim, I told you to stop talking to Neil deGrasse Tyson.
He ruins everything for me, Tom.
Yeah. Tim, actually, Jughead doesn't have a hamburger for a brain.
Yeah. What is it? It was Neil deGrasse Tyson writing for Riverdale now?
Yeah, he's ruining Riverdale. He's in the writer's room telling him, no, we can't have a man have a hamburger for a brain. We're going to have to change that. He's going to have a brain for a brain.
He can wear a crown, though.
He doesn't wear it all that often, though, right?
He wears a beanie that
has
the outside.
Yeah, I know. They sell them at Spencer's.
I know. I really want to buy one and wear one.
Well, next time you're at Spencer's, pick it up.
I'm at Spencer's every dang day,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, I know. It would give them an excuse to not kick you out all the time.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I'm buying something.
I like browsing.
Yeah.
They get new posters in of the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, well, but you try all the Halloween masks on and you breathe inside them. They don't like that. You get all your moisture in there.
Hmm.
And then you're like, I just need to use the bathroom. And they're like, do you have some of those novelty pens in your pocket? Are you bringing some of those... pens where you turn them upside down and you see a naked lady?
They don't have those at Spencer's.
They have. They used to back in my day.
Maybe an underwear lady, but not a naked lady.
Yeah. That's
have
true.
Some class, Tom.
Have some class like Spencer's. But yeah, I don't. I didn't really know about this storm until today, and I'm not thrilled about it.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a storm.
How do you think I can train my dog to go to the bathroom in the house?
I think she does often, from what I understand. Whenever I come over to your house, you're like, don't sit on the couch. My dog just peed on it.
No, the last time she had thrown up on it.
Yeah, but oftentimes she's peed on it. So she does a lot of things.
She pees
on
it because she gets too excited when she sees you.
I know.
Which, you know, I'm always trying to convince her, come on, it's no big deal.
It's kind of a big deal.
I'll tell you what is a big deal.
What?
This Friday is the anniversary of Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden.
Who's Benji Madden?
He's John Madden's boy.
Ooh, a football man.
No, he's a punk rocker. He's in...
Oh, I don't like punk rocker stuff.
He's in Good Riddance.
Good Riddance, Charlotte.
Yeah, Good Riddance, Charlotte. Get out of here. But so if they're listening, happy fourth wedding. Fourth? Fourth already? No, maybe just third.
Boy,
what did I say earlier?
How time flies.
Hold on. Now I need to look again. Hold on. Let me check my calendar. No, this will be the third anniversary of their wedding.
I don't want to do this show with you anymore, Tom. All right, Tom.
Yeah.
Classic Tom episode. Mm-hmm. You've insisted that you want to do this. I don't know anything about it. He-Man, the Masters of the Universe.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Is that what it's officially called?
Oh, I don't know. It could be either one. I didn't insist.
Yeah, well,
I suggested. I gave you a bunch of ideas, and two of them you told me no because you said you didn't want to get scared today.
Yeah, so?
So you left me with very few choices. So I said, let's do He-Man. I just watched a documentary on He-Man. I can save everybody the trouble of watching it themselves by relaying it to them with my own personal anecdotes.
All right, so Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
It's commonly abbreviated MOTU.
Yeah,
and sometimes referred to as He-Man after the lead hero.
Yeah, He-Man.
Yeah, he's his real name is Prince Adam, though.
Well, that's his secret identity.
Yeah, his real name.
No, his real name's still He-Man. He's still He-Man when he's He-Man.
I guess. I don't know. When you dress up in a costume, you're still Tom.
That's different. But like Superman's Superman, you're not like, that's a made-up name. I mean, it is a made-up name, but he's still Superman. Tell you what, Clark Kent's a made-up name.
Hey, they're all made-up names. All of our names are made-up, Tom.
Wow, you're blowing my mind right now. You didn't play with He-Man when you were
a
kid?
No, my brother did.
I should have had him on the show.
Yeah, he wouldn't do it. I guarantee you, if you called up my brother and was like, hey, do you want to talk about He-Man for an hour?
Hey, you
want
to fly to New York and talk about He-Man for an hour?
You'd be like, who is this?
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, Tom Reynolds, that dope that hung out with my brother in high school?
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, you want to do it or not?
He'd say, no, I'm busy.
I'd say, well, good, I ain't wanting you to do it anyway, and hang up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Harsh.
Yeah.
So he had all the figures and stuff.
He didn't have all of them.
Okay, Tom, stop yelling at me. Tom, why don't you talk for a while?
So he had them. Were you allowed to play with them, or you just had no interest?
I think I was allowed to, but I had no interest.
What were you playing with?
I don't know, Muppet toys or something?
Like what kind of toys? Like little figures or puppets?
Puppets,
yeah, you used
probably
to play with puppets,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, puppet fan.
Did you have like...
I was a puppet boy.
Did you have...
you know, I started my life as a puppet.
Tim.
But fairy turned me into a real boy.
Stop trying to spread that.
It was the toy maker's wish.
Stop trying to spread the rumor that you started your life as a puppet. People don't believe it. People don't buy it.
Yeah, well...
It's a ridiculous fantasy.
Watch a movie once in a while. It happens all the time in movies.
Did you have, like, TV-accurate puppets that you played with? Like Muppets?
No.
What were they?
No, they were like...
Were they bootlegs?
No, they just made like crappy versions of them, which, come on, Disney. Mm-hmm. For rich kids...
Oh, I'm sure they do it now.
No, they don't do like super... You can't buy like a super accurate, like... maybe you can get like close with a Kermit.
Close with the Kermit.
Yeah. But like you can't get like an accurate like Gonzo puppet that like looks just like Gonzo from TV.
Well, that's kind of a complicated puppet too.
I know, but like make it for rich kids.
Yeah, Disney's probably worried about people making their own bootleg Muppet movies.
Like
that's the first thing you would do if you were able to buy all movie accurate.
I don't have the initiative to make my own Muppet movie. Who do I look like? Jason Segel?
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
He did that. And then the Muppets were like, okay, you can release this.
They signed off on
it. Yeah. He did all the voices.
Wow.
Yeah. He worked all the cameras.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
He sang all the songs, too.
How did he do the scenes with, like, multiple Muppets? And you could see both of his hands.
Yeah.
Green screen.
Right? No, maybe he was a puppet himself.
Well, that's so another person was...
No, he was operating the puppet of Jason Segel, as well as Kermit, Miss Piggy, Fozzie, everybody.
Wow. Hard to believe.
Hard to believe. Well, Tinseltown.
Well, Tim, when I was a boy, I liked He-Man.
Yeah.
And I would play with He-Man.
Cool.
And all of his friends.
Explain to me, when did, was what is the world that this takes place in?
Eternia.
Okay, so it's a different planet?
Yeah, it might be like a different dimension too. No, it's just a different planet because He-Man's mom is from Earth, I think.
See, Tom, here's
the
problem.
They didn't say how she got to Eternia, though.
Here's the problem here.
Okay.
I don't respect He-Man.
Well,
because he was
made. He respects you.
He was created by the freaking Mattel Corporation.
Yeah.
Just to sell toys to kids, whereas the Muppets, they were created by an artist to be hilarious in TV and film, and they won't even sell the toys to kids. They won't even let me get a movie accurate Gonzo.
They won't put Muppet Babies anywhere either. You can't buy it anywhere.
I know. I read a very long article about it. It wasn't very long. It was just more in-depth than...
I read a book-length article about it.
I read an article about it, and they were just like, there's no reason why this shouldn't be streaming somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then they named, like, five reasons where they were like, well, they did use clips from Star Wars all the time. And
yeah, but that
Indiana
should be
Jones.
Fine now, though.
Why?
Because of Disney.
Well, now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we're talking about now.
Yeah,
not like, why was it on Netflix in the 90s?
Well, do you think Disney cares? Do you think they're like, okay, let's go put some people on clearing the licenses for all the old Muppet Babies episodes that a bunch of creeps are going to watch?
I think all that stuff that they used, they now own anyway.
No.
Star Wars, Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones isn't owned by Disney.
Yeah, it is. Lucasfilm.
Isn't that a Fox movie?
So are the Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like
they
have the distribution or something.
There's got to be royalties that need to be paid out for that stuff that like Disney's like, I don't care. We're going to make a lot more money making YouTube videos or something.
You think that's what Disney's up to now?
I think so, right?
No, they're making Star Wars, man.
Really?
Yeah, they're making
Wait,
new
they're making
Star
new
Wars.
Star Wars movies?
They're not out yet, but they're making new ones.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exciting.
As soon as they're out, I'm sure we'll hear all about them.
Yeah. Here's hoping. I'll set up a Google news alert.
Okay. For Star Wars.
Excuse me while I do that, Tom.
So I watched this documentary. Actually, it was about toys.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. I think it's The Toys That Made Us, it's called.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I was like, man, Tom's ship has really come in.
Well, there's like four episodes, and I don't think any of them. One's about Star Wars, which actually seems interesting. One's about He-Man. One's about G.I. Joe. And I forget what the other one's about. Maybe Barbie?
Okay.
You're
not going to watch that one because it's for girls,
It's
right?
for girls.
Yeah.
You know, what if my bros walk in on me and they're like, yo, you watching Barbie?
Yeah.
Like, no.
They'll steal your hat and never give it back.
Yeah. I was just watching it for Ken.
Ken wasn't like tough.
I had a Ken doll when I was a boy.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was like a surfer Ken or something.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you have him play and interact with the He-Man folk?
Yeah, but he was too tall.
Yeah.
Not nearly as muscular, though.
Okay. So there's they live on Eternia.
Yes.
Which may be a planet, maybe in a different dimension.
Yeah, I think it's in our dimension.
But He-Man's...
It's an animated planet.
Mom is an Earthling like you or I.
Mm-hmm.
Except a lady.
It's inspirational.
Yeah, it's aspirational. I hope to one day give birth to a He-Man.
On a different planet.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
But his mom must have been a queen.
When she went to the new planet, I think.
Okay, was she kidnapped?
I mean, I think that's the implication.
Okay. So, an evil king from Eternia.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I really never have seen an episode of He-Man.
Here's my thing about all these. Like, so when I was a kid, these are the like, when I was really young, these are the cartoons I would like and watch.
Mm-hmm.
He-Man, Silverhawks.
I've never even heard of that one. You're a Sega household through and through.
Voltron.
Okay.
Mask. Remember that with the cars?
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
Like, I would watch...
Smoking and all that. Somebody stop
No,
me.
Not The Mask.
You know what would be a good franchise?
What's that?
If The Mask, beyond the Son of the Mask,
uh-huh.
The Mask got into people's hands like famous bad guys through history.
Like Hitler and Genghis Khan?
Yeah, or even just like Al Capone gets the mask. Oh, what happens here?
I think right? You would...
Richard Nixon's got the mask.
Oh, smoker!
you imagine what these guys would do if they had the power of the mask? Chilling.
There's people online that have a fetish for the mask.
Duh.
And they... and they Photoshop the mask onto beautiful women.
Okay.
And then they say, somebody stop me.
I just
from
the mask.
From, you know, and but then they do what they're gonna do.
What?
They're saying, somebody stop me. They're masturbating to these photos that they make is the implication.
Oh, I thought you meant the
saying,
ladies.
Somebody stop me.
Okay.
Stop me from doing this. My life, what has it become?
I just Photoshop Jim Carrey's face from any movie, like The Truman Show, onto beautiful ladies on the internet.
The Truman Show is a television show.
Man, in this dystopian era, it almost is.
So anyway, I would watch all those cartoons. I could not, if you put a gun to my head, I could not tell you the plot of a single episode of any cartoon I watched as a kid.
Time right. Well spent. Now I will recount every plot of The Muppet Show.
Well, I would watch Muppet Babies, I remember, and I could probably tell you like a few things that happened in Muppet Babies.
I got something to tell you, Tom.
What?
And this isn't going to be a popular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Muppet Babies is trash.
Wow.
Not canon.
It is canon.
No, it's not canon.
How is it not canon?
Because the Muppets didn't freaking know each other when they were babies.
Maybe they got their minds erased before. And how do you know they didn't know each other when they were babies?
Because you ever see the Muppet movie, you dumb goof?
Oh, and like, oh, this is where we all meet.
Yeah.
Hey, then explain like a Muppet Christmas Carol.
That's them making a movie.
It's not them making a movie.
Yeah, it is. In the opening credits of A Muppet Christmas Carol, it says, like, starring Gonzo as Charles Dickens, starring Kermit the Frog as Bob Cratchit.
I guess maybe it is them making
a
movie.
Yeah, it is.
Huh.
Hmm, not so smart anymore, are you, Tom?
They're pretty good actors, then.
They are. They're phenomenal actors.
A lot of credit.
Yeah.
Sorry,
this is about He-Man, not about the Muppets.
Yeah. But I couldn't tell you what happened in any of these shows. But watching this documentary, they were talking about how, like you said, Mattel created these characters, and actually it was a direct result of Star Wars. Mattel was like, hey, George Lucas, how about we make, those Star Wars toys for you? And he was like, oh, okay, I want a lot of money up front. And they were like, no.
You idiot.
Yeah.
Nobody who ever makes these toys would make any money on under those conditions.
Yeah. They wanted $750,000 up front.
A toy for each one?
No. An overall licensing deal plus royalties. But
the
like
toys were like $5.99 or something, right?
I don't think they were even that much.
Okay, good. I was going to say, what child could afford $750,000 for one toy?
There might have been like a big one. My neighbor growing up had like the Cobra Command base. This thing took up half the goddamn living
room.
That's
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But this thing was gigantic.
I didn't want everybody to be like, Tom said Cobra Commando was in freaking...
Cobra Commander. I couldn't even imagine how much that thing cost. I never liked G.I. Joe. It was stupid.
Oh, why do you hate our troops, Tom? Maybe you'd like to sit here and explain why you hate our troops.
Because they were just shooting lasers at each other.
That's true.
Anyway. So Mattel couldn't get the rights to Star Wars. So they were like, why are we paying for... This was apparently when Mattel was just like super stingy. They were like, not only are we not going to pay for those rights, why are we paying for rights to anything? Kids are dumb. Let's just make some dumb shit and tell kids, yeah, here, you like this.
And here you are 30 years later.
It worked like a charm.
Yeah.
So they took, what was this? Big Jim.
What's that?
It was this action figure that I'd never heard of before. His name was Big Jim. And he was just like an all-around adventure man.
Huh. I'm listening.
And the guy took Big Jim.
A man of the woods, would you say?
No, there's only one man of the woods, Tim.
Yeah.
They took Big
Jim. And he sings and he dances.
Well, yeah, of course he does. That's what people do in the woods.
And he's funny. He's practically a cast member of Saturday Night Live.
He took Big Jim and he put a bunch of clay on him. He was like, Big Jim isn't big enough for Big Jim. And he was pointing at himself. I don't think this guy's name was Jim, the guy who made He-Man. But he said, Big Jim's not big enough for Big. And then he said his own name, pointing at himself.
Say his name's Rob.
Big Jim's not big enough for Big Rob.
Yeah.
So Big Rob put more muscles on him. He took out his trusty clay and put more muscles on him.
A Mattel man always has a good amount of clay on him for reshaping action figure prototypes.
For making them more muscular.
Yeah.
The thing about this documentary, it made me so jealous because, like, what's the number one job you want as a kid?
Toy
designer,
yeah,
toy maker. Yeah. Like, that. The movie Big, that's what he goes and does.
Yeah.
And he's successful in it. And you're sitting there.
And he kisses a fully grown lady.
He kisses a fully grown lady. He gets a trampoline in his house, his apartment.
Him and his friend shoot silly string, and they make it look like his boogers coming out of their nose.
Yeah. They do everything. Great. It's great. He invents the iPad.
I got to meet Penny Marshall on the set.
Wait, what do you mean he got to meet Penny Marshall on the set?
Right? Didn't Penny Marshall direct Big?
Tim,
every kid wants to meet Penny Marshall.
You keep blurring fantasy and reality.
What?
That's not... I didn't want to be an actor in Big. I wanted my life to be Big.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
And even if I wanted to be in the movie Big, it wasn't because I wanted to meet Penny Marshall.
I don't know. She seemed pretty cool.
Sure, but that wasn't one of my... I wanted to meet He-Man as a kid, not Penny Marshall.
He-Man's a goddamn fictional character, Tom.
And I'm sure Penny Marshall would have been happy to explain that to me.
Yeah, exactly. That's why smart kids hung with Penny Marshall. she told you how the world really worked, Tom.
These guys that were the toy designers, every single one of them seems like they don't know how they got the job. They don't they have no advice for anyone looking to get into it now. And they were just like, yeah, we took Big Jim. We put more clay on him and said, there's a real muscle man. And the kids will love this.
Hey, and look at.
And then they were telling stories about how they would just go out to the local bar, all the toy boys.
Mm-hmm.
And
was the local bar called the Toy Box?
No, but maybe their corner was.
Yeah. Oh, don't go over there. Or go over there to the Toy Box.
That's where the toy boys hang out. And they would just get hammered and come up with ridiculous He-Man ideas. And then go back to work the next day and make him a reality.
Skeletor.
Yeah.
The lion, the panther that turned into a thing.
Battlecat.
What was he?
AKA Cringer. 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 Cringer would turn into Battlecat.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
So here was, I kind of don't know where to start with all this.
Okay.
Well, I'm overwhelmed.
Gather.
I need a bag. So anyway, they made a real buff man, and they were like, his name's He-Man, and Mattel was like, great, start making these things, we'll start selling them to kids. But things kids love, muscle-bound man, a scantily clad muscle-bound man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I know anything about my peers, the boys I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
They all had a million He-Man and wrestler action figures.
Yeah, I never had any wrestler action figures. I could see that, though, because I think those were, like, roughly He-Man size.
Yeah, they were rubbery. It was cool.
Oh, those ones? Maybe yeah. I did have one of those. I might have had a Hulk Hogan of one of those.
I thought you were going to say, I might have had a whole collection of those.
No, I might have had one. That was the tricky thing. Well, and they said that that's why He-Man became so popular, because, like, next to a G.I. Joe made G.I. Joe look like a little sissy, a little stick figure, a little sliver of a man.
Yeah, but the scale was different.
Kids don't care.
That's true.
Kids are like, no, G.I. Joe's like a regular sized man. He-Man's 10 feet tall and weighs 1,000 pounds of muscle.
Guess what? Ken is bigger than them both.
Yeah, but he's slender.
Yeah, but Ken be like, hello, Ken, hello, He-Man.
Ken is not nearly as well defined as He-Man and his friends. The muscles and whatnot.
I mean, you don't know. You don't even watch.
What do you mean, I don't know? I do know. I have both of them. I would compare their physiques.
I thought you meant his character wasn't as well defined.
Whose character?
Ken.
Oh, I mean, Ken's character is not as well defined as He-Man.
How do you know?
How do I know? Tell me, what does Ken even do?
He kisses Barbie.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Better than anything you've ever done.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, Tim. Let me tell you about how He-Man works. He-Man is...
I'm going to be respectful, too.
Well, that doesn't give me much confidence that you are. Nobody says, I'm going to be respectful, and then is.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to sit here, and I'm going to listen, and I'm going to learn.
So He-Man, he's Prince Adam. And actually, in this thing, they were giving a lot of credit to, like, Prince Adam was the one that had, like, the... What do you call that kind of haircut? It was like a bowl cut.
The bowl cut.
Yeah, like a bowl cut, but like a long bowl cut. Like a Prince Valiant.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And Prince Adam was sensitive. He would paint. He was just like a real nice guy.
Yeah, but whenever they showed Prince Adam, you were like, turn into He-Man already. Get out of here. Nobody likes you.
No, it's
sensitive artist.
It showed that, look, you can be masculine and still enjoy the finer things in life.
Like painting.
like painting, wearing like velvet vests.
Huh. I'd like to wear a velvet vest.
He wore like purple tights for pants, like a
ballerina, like a male, like a ballerino,
like a ballerino, or like a Shakespeare guy.
Mm. Did he ever hold
a skull? And he fought a skull. His biggest enemy was a skull.
Wow, that would have been poetic justice.
What would have been poetic justice
if he held a skull at the beginning of one episode as Prince Adam?
Yeah,
right. And it was to show that he was a Shakespearean actor. He could appreciate the finer things.
Uh huh.
And then at the end of the episode, as He-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Winds up, he's holding Skeletor's skull after he fucking murdered him.
Wow. Yeah, that would be. And if it turned out when you took Skeletor's head off, he had all blood inside the skeleton. And there's this blood everywhere, even though he's just a skeleton.
I don't think that would happen.
Skeletor had like a man's body, kind of, though. Like, Skeletor had the same physique as He-Man. If I didn't know any better, I would say it was the same mold that they used to make the figure. He would not have a skeleton's body, which
that'd
was never
be,
really
that'd
explained.
Be scary. They didn't want to frighten everybody. Actually, you can't sell a toy that's a skeleton because it would be too fragile. The bones would fall apart.
You could sell a toy that's a skeleton. I'm sure they've done it. Skeletor, for example.
No, you just said he had the body of a man.
Yeah.
Tom, you're contradicting yourself.
Sorry,
I said I'd be respectful.
So, Prince Adam, when he would have to fight, he was a prince. His dad was the king and his mom the queen, as we've established. When he would have to fight Skeletor, I don't know what the means to Skeletor, the end to his means were, or whatever. What he was
means
really,
to his ends.
What he was really after.
What was he after, Tom?
I don't know.
He wanted to take over Eternia?
Yeah, he had like different schemes all the time. But when shit got too real, and Prince Adam would be like, "All right, enough is enough."
Would Skeletor's antics,
mm-hmm.
his tomfoolery,
yeah.
would it ever infringe on Prince Adam's like day-to-day life?
Not
like,
especially.
I'm just
he didn't
to
know
go to the paint supply store.
He didn't know they had a paint supply store in Eternia.
Where did he get his paints? I don't, Tom. I've never been to Eternia.
I don't think Skeletor knew that Prince Adam was He-Man.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like, what caused just a sense of justice that Prince Adam was like, enough is enough, Skeletor.
Yeah, he's like, somebody's got to put...
causing traffic all throughout Eternia with your schemes.
Yeah, somebody's got to put an end to this, and it might as well be me, He-Man. So he would hold up his sword and say, by the power of Grayskull, I have the power. Which seems a little redundant.
By the power of Grayskull?
Yeah.
What's Grayskull?
That's the castle that had the power.
I have the power.
Yes. By the power, I have the power.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Then did it play, I've got the power?
No, it would play like, dan, dan, dan. No.
That's a Simpsons theme song.
It would play, dan, 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 He-Man.
It'd say He-Man?
In the opening credits, it would. I'm not sure if it would say He-Man when he was doing the, I have the power. But that part was badass.
Like lightning would come down.
Oh, all hell would break loose. When I think a lot of people around him would die.
Wow.
When he took in the power.
That's too bad, but you got
collateral damage, yeah. You know?
Yeah, you want to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs.
And then he realized while he was doing this, if he pointed his sword at Cringer, his cowardly panther, who is a pet,
mm-hmm.
Cringer would turn into a fucking battle cat, an animal, real animal,
mm-hmm.
and lose the ability to speak, which was unfortunate for Cringer,
oh,
I think.
Cringer was cowardly, but he could talk.
Yeah, I think he could talk.
All right.
How else would we know he was cowardly, right?
I don't know. He could just...
Like, if he's just skittish, then I'd be like, oh, does Prince Adam hit him? Like, is that why he's like that?
Yeah.
I think he had to speak so you knew that Prince Adam, you know,
didn't
mistreat
him.
Him.
Yeah.
So he would turn into Battle Cat and just go, wah, wah, wah. And then when he was
he had sharper teeth.
Way sharper teeth.
And he had like he had armor. I remember that.
And a saddle. And all of a sudden, again, every little boy's dream to be able to turn their pet into an animal they can ride.
That's true.
Yeah. And watching this documentary, they said that they did like you know, focus groups with little boys to see their, like, you know, what do little boys want. Obviously, they don't want Star Wars. What do they want? And they said the biggest problem little boys had, like specifically 6-year-old boys, was their moms.
They hate their moms.
They hate their moms. They're like, that age, they hate their moms. And the word that they kept using was power. Like, that they're like, my mom has all the power and I want the power. And they were like, why don't we have a guy who says, by the power of Grayskull, I have the power.
You know what sucks about this?
What?
Is that they like found all this stuff out about like American boys in the 1980s and how they feel and like how they perceive the world.
Yeah.
And like find this really messed up thing that they all hate their moms for having too much power or whatever.
And then they reverse engineered it.
And then they were just like, all right, now we'll exploit this to sell toys of a muscle man.
Yeah. Because that was every boy's...
Did He-Man, like, beat up moms?
No. No, he is very respectful to his parents. He didn't turn into He-Man and then go, like, fuck you, Mom. I'm not going to have to do what you say anymore. Get on his cat and ride away. He is very respectful to his parents. He was a nice man, He-Man. So even though He-Man had the sword and the power... And, like, his hair would get cooler when he did this. He would lose his shirt.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he would lose the tights, lose the shirt. So he'd just be wearing little briefs. Little briefs and, like, an S&M style, like...
Because that's what the little boys wanted.
Yeah. Not a leash, but like a, and like a harness.
In the toy box in the corner of the bar were like, what if he dressed up in S&M, right? What if we dressed up this muscle man in S&M? And then, you know, that's what we'll sell toys, right?
So he would be like that. But... He didn't use his sword to like, you know, he didn't get the power and then just start decapitating
moms.
Moms. Just
gather drum. All the moms from the village.
I have the power now. And or like driving his sword through people. He couldn't even hit or punch people. All he did was body slam people all the time. Because, effective. You know, they were I don't think it would be that effective.
What, body slamming people?
Because
you could kick and punch people a bunch of times. You body slam them once. They're like, all right.
Well, in fairness, I don't think the bad guys could do anything except body slam either.
Mm. Must have been cheaper to animate.
No, it was like a violence on TV thing. They were like, look, we'll let you put this show on that's explicitly just to sell toys. As long as the toys don't kick. We don't want to see these men kicking each other.
But
it's going to give boys the wrong idea.
You played out your fantasies by having them kick.
Oh,
right?
Boy, yeah. I mean, their legs would move independently. Why wouldn't you have them kick?
Yeah. Wait, they'd move without you moving them?
Just the legs. It was a little creepy.
It's terrifying.
They still work somehow.
Wow.
But anyway... The thing that, at least that I knew it for, was all the different men that they would have, join. Because that was, again...
Roscoe.
That would be exceedingly normal for these men. I'm going to go through some of the ones that I had, some of these toys. I had Battle Armor He-Man and Battle Armor Skeletor.
Okay, so they're... Wow, He-Man and Skeletor, I'm looking right now, Tom.
Uh-huh.
They do have exactly the same physique.
Yeah.
Skeletor's got a cool neon head. I don't think we mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
It's
like
neon green.
In the show, his head was yellow. And they say when they made the toys, they were like, yo, Skeletor is going to be like this like metal AF badass.
Right.
But then in the cartoon, Skeletor talked like this.
Yeah.
And he always was dealing with numbskulls around him.
He does have the Batman logo on his chest, it looks like.
So these guys, I remember, you would hit him in the chest, and the thing would flip around to show damage, like battle damage. And it was awesome. It didn't work that well, but it was awesome. Sometimes it would flip around because there were like two different, like a light damage and then heavy. Sometimes it would just flip to heavy, but it was fine.
Yeah, I always feel like toys in the 80s were cooler in theory than
yeah.
in practice.
These guys
that happened with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles a lot.
Yeah.
There'd be like a button on the back that would make them do a cool move, but it didn't really work that often.
Right. I'm sure I must have had Beast Man. The original Beast Man looked exactly like Chewbacca, apparently, and they were like, guys, you can't just make a we didn't get, I know you want to just reuse the design that you already were working on. I think I had Buzz Off, who was a Bee Man.
Yeah, this guy looks pretty cool. This guy looks like something right out of the Bee Movie.
No way. He's way more muscular than any of the bees in the Bee Movie.
I don't know. Some of those bees in the Bee Movie were jacked.
I had Clawful, which was a man who had a very similar physique to He-Man.
Tom, I'm looking at these.
Yes.
They all have the exact same physique as
they
He-Man.
Must all go to the same gym in Eternia.
Probably. There's probably only one.
I'm surprised
Equinox.
Clawful was able to get so jacked because one of his hands, in place of a human hand, was like a lobster's claw.
Yeah, but it looks pretty heavy, Tom. So maybe just going about his day with that claw, then he only has to work out his left arm, which has a normal hand.
I think there was something fucked up with his left hand,
Yeah,
too.
Actually, there's...
Yeah, his left hand was a little claw that didn't work.
Why would they do that?
Well, because, like, lobsters have, like, a big claw and a little claw.
What?
Yeah.
Is this true?
Yeah, you don't know that?
No, I don't
like
know.
Like, lobsters
I don't know
and crabs,
lobsters.
They all have, like, a big claw and a little claw.
What? Hold on. I'm going to Google some lobster pictures.
You think they just made this up with Clawful?
I don't know. There's all these lobsters I'm looking up have the same...
Those are, like, some generic-looking lobsters.
Yeah.
Those are, like, clip art lobsters.
No, these are pictures of actual lobsters.
No, they're too...
You're telling me this, Tom?
That one, sure. That one, that's a very symmetrical lobster. Search lobster claws.
I'm not going to do that, Tom. Like... All right. Sorry. Go on. I don't like when you get on me about things that, like, you're like, everybody knows this, and it's just not true.
Not lobster claw, lobster claws. You're just looking at single claws now.
That's what Bing showed me, Tom. Don't blame me. Blame Bing.
I didn't have this guy, but I remember, like, every once in a while seeing kids that had him and thinking, like, wow, that's really something. What are you showing me?
a clip art of lobster claws that are about to sign a piece of paper that says mortgage agreement on it.
Yeah, and look at, they're different sizes.
Yeah, because that's a lobster man
and his wife buying
a home together.
No, that's a lobster. First off,
what
they're signing it
one?
Upside down.
This one's business contract, and it's only one lobster claw.
Why are there all these pictures of lobster claws signing different types of contracts?
And in none of these pictures, Tom... Are the disparities between the right and left claw as...
Search disparate lobster claws. Or crabs. Crabs. I'm thinking of crabs.
Okay, but you said lobster, and you ridiculed me for not knowing a fact that turns out isn't even true.
It's just not as prominent with lobsters, but search crabs, especially hermit crabs.
Tom, I don't care. You talked about lobsters.
Can you
apologize before we go on?
No, because I'm not wrong. There was this guy, Faker, and he was just a fake He-Man.
Faker. You think you're so smart, but you're a fake smart guy.
He was just He-Man, but blue.
All right.
And he was an evil He-Man.
Yeah, a fake. Oh, he looks so much cooler, though. The colors are pretty cool on these things. they had a good color man.
Yeah, a good color palette.
Yeah.
Fisto. You'll never guess what Fisto's power was.
Gross.
No, he had a fist.
I have a fist.
He had a metal fist.
Nobody's calling me Fisto.
Well, if you'd like him to start, they probably could.
They call me Fisto in high school after that unfortunate rumor started going around.
A standard He-Man I had. I did not have Grizzlor.
Yeah.
Grizzlor looks like he would get messy. He's all furry.
Yeah. Is that actual fur?
Probably.
Did they actually kill like
a Grizzlor?
A grizzly bear?
I did. Boy, I wish I had this He-Man Wonder Bread Mail Away exclusive.
All right, Tom.
This is Barbarian He-Man. You know how much that guy's worth now? Whoa. This one's wearing like an even smaller bikini than usual.
Tom.
What?
You can't just... The show just can't be you going through a list of toys and being like, this one looks cool. This one looks cool. Oh, I like this toy.
Well, people can go along. Oh, I had Jitsu. He also had...
I hate this.
A steel hand, but he karate chopped with it.
Okay.
There was some kind of rubber band mechanism. I had this guy, King Hiss. He was a snake. He was actually like, he was a snake man.
Well, that's not funny. That's not something to joke about.
Where he had like a plastic piece that could go over him, and you're like, oh, there's nothing wrong with that guy. It's just a regular man. But then if he took those off, it was actually a series of snakes together making a man. And that man's name was King Hiss. Man at arms, man e faces, mantenna, merman, moss man. I had moss man.
Merman is a thing.
Moss man had moss on him. He was like kind of fuzzy. He had like he felt like whatchamacallit, like a putt-putt golf green. You know that feeling, like astroturf.
Yeah,
that
but
was
not
moss.
But like very very
thin,
short.
Very
yeah, exactly.
Thin. Yeah, that was moss man. I had Prince Adam. Again, he came with a really cool, very nice velvet vest. Ram Man, he could ram with his head. I didn't have Snake Face.
Tom, can we talk about something else now?
I want to... let me tell you about the one guy that I really liked. Oh, I like Triclops. I like Too Bad. That was two guys. I had Stinkor.
Who's Stinkor? Now, Stinkor, now this is a guy I can get behind.
Stinkor was a skunk man.
Ooh!
But get this, he smelled bad.
Yeah, like a skunk.
No, the figure smelled bad.
Like a skunk?
Yeah, it smelled like a skunk. And wow. they said in this documentary that stop going through Twitter when they were making Stinkor. Basically, they figured out, like, oh, we can just mix like a stink in with the plastic, and it'll make the plastic stink. And they said a bunch of people at the factory got very sick.
Really?
Yeah. But when they were like, you're too sick, you should go home, take the day off, they were like, no, these boys, they want Stinkor. I'm not going to let these boys down.
Wait, so the heroic factory men?
Yeah, and women.
Were there women working at
the factories?
At the He-Man? All right, tell me about She-Ra, Tom.
She-Ra was, I thought she was He-Man's cousin, but she was He-Man's secret sister.
Yeah. Why is she a secret sister?
Because she never came up in the show before. And then all of a sudden he had a sister. The show did not have the best continuity, if I remember correctly.
Here's the thing that surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
There was a He-Man daily newspaper comic strip.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So in between, like,
I thought you were
going to
say there was a He-Man daily newspaper.
Well, that...
It's like, I don't think there was that much news happening.
Yeah, that's a lot of content to put out every day, even if it was just, like, one page.
Yeah, that would be a lot.
How much He-Man news is really coming out? No, but, like, between, like, Blondie... And like Brenda Starr was He-Man.
Yeah.
This ridiculous thing. Who was reading this? I like to think of the funny pages, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
You might
That's
think
being full of a funny business.
A, full of funny business, and B, for adults.
Yeah. I mean, half the comic strips I never got as a kid. Like, I would still always read them, but I'd be like, oh, I don't get it.
I'd always skim my way through apartment 3G. I'd be like, yeah, I'll read the words. Well, I'm not going to understand what's going on.
I got to
anyway.
Keep up
yeah.
with the story, though. Yeah. No, because like I remember there was like a Spider-Man comic strip and always thinking, like, get my hopes up. Like, oh, I like Spider-Man. Let me check out this comic strip. But you realize, like, well, Spider-Man stories aren't meant to be told three panels at yeah. a time. It'd be like, oh, let's see what happens in today's Spider-Man. Oh, Peter Parker gets to work and sits down at his desk. Tune in tomorrow.
Yeah. Were they funny ever? Any of these? Masters of the Universe?
Yeah, they would have jokes. Very funny jokes sometimes.
Really?
They would have, like, very good morality lessons at the end. It's where I got my sense of morals.
Well.
From He-Man.
Tom.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen the Masters of the Universe film, the live-action film?
Yeah, it's not good whatsoever.
He-Man is played by Dolph Lundgren himself.
Yeah, he plays He-Man.
You know who plays Skeletor? Frank Langella.
Yeah.
That's pretty badass,
that's a,
right?
That's a big get for He-Man.
Yeah.
It was a weird, like, in this documentary, they were talking about how they're like, well, we can't just call the thing He-Man. And originally it was going to be like He-Man and the Power Men or something like that. And that got nixed. And how, like, none of the people that worked on it liked the name Masters of the Universe.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a kid, I didn't really understand, like, who the hell are the Masters of the Universe in this thing? Like, He-Man's the one that's got all the power.
Skeletor, though. And the moms.
Skeletor. Every week you fight Skeletor and the moms.
Yeah.
So like when Masters of the Universe, the movie, was like coming out, I remember thinking like, oh, does this not have He-Man in it? It's just a movie that's just going to focus on like the secondary characters. But it was like He-Man in our world.
Okay. So Eternia was nowhere to be found.
No. And there was no Prince Adam. This was like in the 80s when they would make these like movies based on existing properties and not even give the source material like a cursory glance, which I to this day still don't get why. Like, even if they were like, ah, this He-Man stuff's all garbage, it's not like they made a better movie. Like, I would think out of laziness, they'd be like, put all these kids want to see all this stuff. Let's just put all this stuff in. I remember when my parents got a VCR when I was like very young. This is like one of my earliest memories. They got a.
What's going on over there?
I'm getting choked up about it. They got a He-Man tape for me. And then when we put the He-Man tape in, it was all like just still frames of He-Man. Like it wasn't
the cartoon.
It wasn't the cartoon. It was like instead of putting like an episode or two on a tape, it was like an original story but told through still images.
Like a golden book version of.
Yeah. And even as a kid, I was like, guys, how hard is this to screw up?
Mom, Dad, you fucked up again.
Yeah. This is why I should have the power. It just made no sense to me, even as a kid. Like, why wouldn't they just... They already have these episodes made. Why wouldn't they... I'm sure it was some weird, like, you know, some distributor bought the license to He-Man, but not the cartoons.
Yeah.
It was like, we'll make our own.
Well, Tom...
Out of 12 frames of animation.
So you understand that, the limitations that these people are under, but you don't understand why you can't see the Muppet Babies on Hulu.com?
Different times.
Yeah, that's true.
I also learned during my research, I've been spending the past week researching this.
I can tell. You know what? In these classic Tom episodes, Tom,
uh-huh.
You are so worked up and you have so much you want to say that you take no time to organize your thoughts. And like you haven't gotten through like probably 10% of the things that you wanted to talk about.
No, I have all these notes and I'm just
and then you literally looked at a bunch of pictures of toys that you used to have and go, ah yeah, I remember that guy. For 15 minutes, right in the middle, right
yeah,
when you
I had already looked at him too.
Should have been the heart of the episode and there you are, Tom.
I didn't know this, though. It apparently didn't happen until episode 130. You never saw, like, had He-Man become Prince Adam, you know?
Well, how did Prince Adam become He-Man?
No, that we saw by the power of Grayskull.
But
like after everything was done, you know, he's still just walking around in his undies.
Yeah.
Being ripped. He would get a little tanner when he became He-Man too.
Nice. Sun-kissed.
he would become sun-kissed. But apparently in one episode, I guess they had to have He-Man turn into Prince Adam. And he would do it just by saying, "Let the power return."
To Grayskull.
Yeah, to Grayskull.
All right, back to mommy.
Mommy gets the power now.
Mommy, have the power back. I'm going to take my nap.
Yeah, and then he would.
Mommy, it's nap time.
You would get a little more close. That was
mommy. Put Prince Adam to bed.
That was.
I'm done with my finger painting.
That wasn't why I liked He-Man. I didn't necessarily want the power. I wanted the power to turn to He-Man, but I wasn't like. I guess I was pretty mad to punch my mom.
Yeah, who didn't want to punch your mom?
It wasn't punch. It was just like, you know, when your mom's like, "You gotta clean up your He-Man toys."
Yeah,
and
shut up,
like,
idiot.
If I was He-Man,
punch, body slam.
I remember a friend of mine had a He-Man themed birthday party, and we all got He-Man swords.
Mm-hmm.
They were great, and guess what they were. Just cardboard covered in tin foil. But that was...
You spoiled the illusion for me, Tom. I was very happy for you at first.
But I remember thinking, like, this is awesome. You can make your own He-Man stuff? Neat.
And did I was the Mattel Corporation come in and shut that party down?
No, I mean...
You can only buy it, and only from us.
I remember thinking, like, oh, and surely...
You moms have bootlegged our merchandise for the last time.
Get them, boys! To all the little boys.
Yeah. Now you have the power. Yeah. Beat up your moms.
They'd give us real swords.
Yeah.
The real, yikes. I think it was like the Sword of Grayskull, maybe? The Sword of Power? I think it was the Sword of Power. I don't know. Thundercats. That was the other show. He had a sword, too, and he would say, "Thunder, thunder, Thundercats, ho." And then he would go through like a similar transformation of like, oh, I guess you're like dressed a little different. You have like a different haircut now. And you're much more powerful, but you still never use the sword to cut anyone.
Tom, this is the end of the show. We're done. We're out of time. I'm sorry.
If you like the show, you can check out more at tcgt.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. You can follow us on Twitter @completeguide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram @TomReynolds.
You can follow me on those things @yourpaltim.
And you can support the show by supporting our sponsors. Also, by going to tcgt.com/pledge for our Patreon, where you can get bonus mini episodes, and tcgt.com/Amazon, where you can get Amazon stuff, and then we get a piece of it.
Tom, are you taking a picture of me right now?
No.
Are you Snapchatting?
No.
I don't like this. I was going to bring up the Masters of the Universe movie.
Yeah.
Director.
Uh-huh.
But turns out he's a bad man.
Oh.
Gary Goddard.
What'd he do?
Besides
sully the name of He-Man.
Yeah, because guess what? He has a very funny filmography, but it's less funny when you read about the rest of his life. But his filmography, the first movie that he directed, Masters of the Universe. All right. $22 million.
Start.
Yeah. The next movie he directed was Georgia Aquarium. And in parentheses, it says Aquarium. So I guess it's some sort of aquarium themed movie.
I think it was probably a movie for the Georgia Aquarium.
Yeah. And then the next film is Depot's Undersea 3D Wonder Show, which is a 3D film.
But it sounds like it was also made for a tourist attraction.
Then after that, Tom, this is where you start to get involved. The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man, A Dark Ride.
Oh, another theme park ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then T2 3D, Battle Across Time, a 3D film. Jurassic Park the Ride, another dark ride.
Did you ever see T2 3D in person?
Was that Universal Studios?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did.
That was good.
Yeah. Well, it's a shame it was made by a
I thought James Cameron directed that.
Oh, that he directed the movie Terminator 2.
I think he directed T2 3D too.
I think
they got all the other people in it.
Who?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Linda Carter. Not Linda Carter. Linda, what's her name?
Linda Carter. No. Wonder Woman.
No, Sarah.
Sarah Connor. Jessica Parker.
No. Linda Hamilton.
Yeah.
Anyway, how is this guy a bad man?
He did some bad things to children. Oh. Anyway, don't see the Masters of the Universe movie.
Don't support this bad man.
Yeah.
I think it's probably impossible to find that movie. It's in the same place as the Muppet Babies.
Don't you dare lump them in the same.
How come
Gary Goddard had nothing to do with them?
What was that? What was the nanny's name? Was
Fran Drescher?
No. No, the nanny that took care of the Muppet Babies.
Nanny.
Just nanny.
Yeah.
How come she never, did she die?
I don't know. She never appeared. I don't give a shit.
She never appeared anywhere else.
Yeah, probably.
That's
probably
weird.
Died.
You think they did it?
The Muppet Babies?
Yeah.
No, I don't think
maybe that's why they all
that.
That would explain why they all pretend like they don't know each other later on. Because they all have a secret they've sworn to take to the grave. What they did to Nanny. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.